Kirsti, the immortality of the soul. The concept of immortality of the soul can be found by the Greek philosophers, but you cannot find it in the Bible. But it was taken over by the Romans in their heathen religion. And when the Roman Catholic Church was found, then they took over this Greek philosophy into their religious thinking. And so it came into the so-called Christian Church. But it's not biblical. The reformer Martin Luther, he discovered this at once. And he said, well, that's something which was born in the Roman Catholic Church, but not in the Bible. But because of this immortality of the soul, this false concept, there's the next concept. If you cannot die, of course, if you are lost, then you will live in hell forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So this is the conclusion, isn't it? And that's wrong. Either you live forever and ever and ever and ever, or you vanish. That's what the Bible says. Now some texts. King Solomon in Ecclesiastes 9, verses 5 and 6, for the living know that they will die, but the dead, what do they know? Nothing. They have no further reward, and even the memory of them is forgotten. Their love, their hate, and their jealousy have long since vanished. Never again will I have a part in anything that happens under the sun. Gone. The dead know nothing. Now in the Psalms, we have some interesting texts, as we can find here. In Psalm 115, verse 17, it is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence. That's the kingdom of the dead. Silence is there. Simply silence. Another text in the Psalms, Psalm 146, and there verse 4. And there we find, I start from verse 3, do not put your trust in princes, in mortal man who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. So the concept of the immortality of the soul is something you find in Greek philosophy, in Roman philosophy, in Roman religion, in Roman Catholic religion, and in many other Christian religion groups, but not in the Bible. So the origin, the original, that's the truth. The other developments, error. And we are told because of the immortality of the soul, because of this false concept. And the false concept of the false Sabbath, the Sunday. These two false theories will lead to destruction for this planet. Therefore, Jesus said, be careful so that no one deceives you. Watch out. Have a look at the truth. Here, you have the original. Here you can compare what is truth, what is error. Till tomorrow.